what God needs. One more victim. Why do we crucify ourselves? Well, every day I crucify myself. And nothing I do is good enough for you. Sufferings so that I can have my cross. I know a cat named Easter. He says, will you ever learn? You're just an empty cage, girl. If you kill the bird, I've been looking for a savior in these dirty streets. Looking for a savior beneath these dirty sheets. I've been raising up my hands, driving up a nail in. Got enough guilt to stop my own religion. Why do we crucify ourselves? Well, every day I crucify myself. Nothing I do is good enough for you.
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to trip like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Stop.
Come and see me sometime.
getting together one last time. Though it can be so hard to show your love, tough guys like us don't talk about that stuff. Let's leave the conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Don't wanna run out of.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. tumbling down.
Never alone. I'm inside your phone.
Thank you.
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho. Where she still was the summer she turned 17, 19.